What happened on your visit in Cuba, where you watched very closely with who you talked to and what was spoken? You're an American citizen, and how is it that you were able to get to Cuba from an American citizen through travel restrictions in place? Yeah. Right, because I know a lot of Americans will travel to Cuba from other countries, whether it be to Canada or Germany or elsewhere, and then they get a grand tour. And so the touristy area. Where the Cubans are generally prohibited from interacting with the Mexican or the particular at the time. Jordan Allen is the filmmaker and founder of Allen Productions. Recently returned from Cuba, where he spent 3 weeks filming a documentary about Cuba's political prisons, particularly Dr. Oscar Bisset, and talking with his wife, who, of course, he has been targeted many times by the Cuban authorities, and obviously watched very closely because that review has you're putting the film together, where is it? Is it going to be a web only production, or is it something you can expect to see on a video somewhere? Your brother being Daniel, right? Okay, now, as far as how many political prisoners there are in Cuba, what are you able to estimate? I could talk for hours if you want this, but we only have a couple minutes left remaining. One of the things that has been put out in the media in the recent years since Raul Castro took control of power in Cuba was the reforms that he put into place, allowing Cubans to buy microwaves, televisions, and free market ideas. Were you able to find any of that or talk to anybody who said, yeah, these things have happened? Jordan Ballard, thank you very much again. Check out OscarsCuba.com for updates on this. And I'd like to talk to you again when we get closer to the release date of this movie. And we'll draw some more attention to this. And I think people should check this out and read more of the stories about how political prisoners are treated in Cuba, just how the ordinary Cuban is treated, and how, you know, America, if we are to resume normal relations with them, I really don't see how that can really happen as long as we still have, basically the world's second largest prison camp there with all the political prisoners that are in custody. Well, thank you very much, Jordan, and I look forward to your work. Take care. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Again, OscarsCuba.com, 1-866. 7 is our phone number here on Bulldog Live. This is Bulldog Brandon Chilton here on the call. Thanks to Trey Dog Arsenal taking your phone call. So maybe you'd like to chime in on that and give your thoughts about what happened with the wrestling racially segregated organization that went and visited Cuba without ever talking to any of the Cuban dissidents or any of the people, but instead met with Fidel Castro and called him on the train. Just releasing some five sexual predators that they believe pose a danger. 1-866-823-1077, that and more here on Bulldog Live on the call.